Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 292. Today is Saturday, April 9th, 2022, or in Aussie land, Sunday, the 10th, as this is where I am. So, I am your host, Lita. Hi, guys. Joining me this week, I have Nisi and Fair. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me this week. We are going to have a little chat about our next expansion predictions, because on the 19th of April, Blizzard is announcing the next expansion. So, you know, I thought, what a perfect time. Next week is Easter, and we're going to have, we're taking the time off to have an Easter break. So this is, would be the perfect show to do that. So, thoughts, next expansion predictions. I know there seems to be a lot of stuff going around the internet that I kind of noticed, and I don't know about you guys, but what thoughts have you had as to what the next expansion will be? Fair, do you want to start?
Sure. Well, when you asked me about doing this, I had no clue. So I started thinking on it and decided to write down a couple of speculations or speculative thoughts about what I might like to see. This is going to be expansion number 10, 10.0 or whatever. It seems like it should be something meaningful and something fun. I really want something fun. My thought was dragons. This was like, who doesn't like dragons? I mean, they're iconic, they're versatile. It can happen any place, but I'd really like to go back to Azeroth. Or maybe even Outland. Who knows? Mm-hmm. There were dragons in Outland too. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, someplace we haven't really been back to.
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, I've seen some potential reported leaks or thoughts or speculations on WoWhead and other places that might support the whole dragon idea. Who knows? I don't mm-hmm. know how true any of it is, but it's out there. I'd like to say, hey, I called it, but you know, who knows? All right. Probably not just me. The only other thought I could think of on my list was, we haven't seen much of Khadgar lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want a whole Khadgar based expansion, obviously, but you know, he can kind of show up for a bit. He's amusing. I enjoy him. I have kind of a strong personal preference for not to be a lot of mechanical things. That's just purely personal preference. I know other people love their mecha stuff, so
yeah,
we have had a lot of that recently.
But there has been a lot of it around.
Yeah, exactly. I must admit that I don't know about you guys or the chat room. And sorry, hi chat room. Sorry, I was just like, let's get into it. Hi, chat room. Welcome. Thank you for being here. I notice Zaya, Rod, Ash is there. Nisi's there as well. Nisi, you're in two places. You're multi-talented.
I am.
Yeah, that's great. Excellent.
All of the Nisi, all of the time.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I know one thing that frustrates me about expansions is we get all this new stuff, so the last expansion, it all goes. you know, it goes away and then we don't see it.
Yeah, that would make me sad.
Yeah, you know, so it's nice when they
revisit?
Revisit or combine things that we've seen previously. You know, obviously, Illidan Legion was a big thing because Burning Crusade was, you know, Illidan bad, and then we come to Legion. Yeah, Illidan not so bad. You know, all the way that the storyline goes, Khadgar had a huge part in, hang on, now I've got to think about it, but Warlords.
Draenor, yeah.
Yeah. There is, can you believe this? We have got this many expansions. Like, it's really, like, I don't know. I still think of things like, well, when was Warlords? I still feel like it was a couple of years ago. How many years ago was it? Six?
Oh, God.
Is it more than six?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't even count. Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it still feels like, and even you go, well, Wrath only feels like it was, you know, like 3 years ago. Wrath was what? 14 years ago? 13, oh, 14. Man. Like, you know, again, it's
where
crazy.
Did time go?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is just crazy. So we're going to get the 10th.
It is kind of sad that, like, previous expansions sort of become their zones. Mm. Kind of, not really obsolete, but not important, especially with the way, like, crummy time and leveling is. You can just move to the next expansion and never go back to that one ever again.
Yeah.
Kind of sad after all that work they put into it, and all the art and design and everything.
Yeah, what was 2016? So that's 7 years. Like 6-7 years. I'm guessing Matter. Hi, Matter. I'm guessing that, what was that? 13th November 2014. Is that when it came out? My bad. Ended in 2016. Okay. Yeah, I get, you know, like, where time. Here we are.
I know
it's crazy.
Sometimes, but oh my.
Yeah, it's been a while. And the other thing is, we have been playing this game for quite some time.
True.
You know, it's a fair chunk of our life, which is fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I love it. That's why I play the game. Like, I'm still here playing the game. If I didn't love it, I would have left, but I don't. I haven't, because I love it. So, you know, it's just, it's intriguing. It just is nice to see, you know, just how things change in each expansion, which I think is a good thing to reflect on various bits and pieces of the game, because we've got a new expansion coming. So, anyway, Nisi, what was your thoughts on expansion?
I have kind of a couple thoughts. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're kind of in the realm of the dead at this point. Where do you go from here? Like, it seems kind of like that's the end. So maybe a whole new game? Don't know. Or I was also seeing the rumors about dragons floating through the internet. It's kind of hard to ignore them all when you have to watch the social media accounts. You see things pop up. Wasn't sure how much weight I put into that at first. I'm always like, nah, yeah, okay. But, you know, the more I thought about it, the more maybe. Crombie's been making a more prominent, been made more of a prominent fixture with Crombie time and everything.
Mm.
Maybe we have the Bronze Dragonflight come in. Maybe they help us reset the timeline. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe something along those lines, just to get us out of where we are. Because we're kind of stuck there at the moment. I mean, yeah, we can travel back and forth through the portals and all, but time is where it is right now. So it's like, maybe they try to fix it. Who knows? Aside from that, I would like to see a more casual-friendly X-Pack. I'm sorry to those that think that that Shadowlands was casual friendly. I do not. It was very exhausting. We've been chasing power sources since Legion. I'm tired. We've been trying to power our artifact weapon, our Heart of Azeroth, and now our covenants and soul binds and all of that. Mm. We're constantly chasing power sources, like our renown stuff. I would like to have a casual, friendly expat where we can pop in, see what dailies might be up that day. If we want to do them, cool. If not, we don't feel like it's the end of the world for not doing them that day. Because there's so many people who are like, oh, I'm so far behind right now. Oh, I'm never going to catch up. And they have to keep putting these catch-up mechanics back in. So maybe we need to just change that and not chase something for an expat. Let everybody rest. just for a little while. Another thought I had that would be more of like along quality of life, I would like to see the 50 character restriction removed or increased. Because so many people have many alts. Yeah. And we're so far into the game that, you know, it's kind of hard to keep playing with your friends and playing all these allied races and for the RPers and everything. Mm. When you're stuck at 50, that means killing off one of your RPers or saying, sorry, guys, I really want to go play with this person now. I need this character slot. So I really think we're to the point now where maybe they could at least increase it to 60 or maybe 75 or something, or just remove it altogether.
Yeah.
Because I think we're to the point now where the technology is where they could do that.
Yeah. I mean, surely.
Yeah.
It's 2022. Surely.
Yeah. And my last thought on the matter is, whatever it ends up being, please, please, for the love of God, let it be more challenger friendly. It's like one of the main things I want. Please,
let we it live be in hope.
More challenger friendly.
We live in
Shadowlands
hope.
Was.
Well, it definitely started off as.
It was rough.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was going to happen.
Mm.
Because everything we were seeing in testing, it was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
But it turned out better than I think any of us anticipated, which is good. It started off really.
But yeah. It was still pretty rough. Like, only being able to do like 3 or 4 dailies, if those dailies are up for an iron, to be able to advance from 50 to 60,
yeah,
or 53 to 60, that's still kind of rough.
Yeah.
So, and I don't count that as exactly challenger friendly. Yeah, they can squeak by, but it's not challenger friendly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
Zaya says, if it's too easy, where's the challenge?
I don't mean maybe that level of easy. There's a fine line here for us between what's doable and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a couple of quote-unquote safe dailies that the irons and some pacifists can do. But to me, that's not fun logging in and waiting to see if that daily's up that day.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, and again, you know, look, we cross this bridge every time an expansion comes out. We don't know what we're going to get until we go live. We've got people that go in that look, we, you know, test things. We have a play around with things until it goes live. We don't know. We only can report back on, hey, look, this is happening in alpha, in beta, in, you know, in whatever we're doing. And it certainly looked, and I've said this multiple times, it looked really rough before Shadowlands came out. Really
rough. They did a lot of fine-tuning on the mall before it actually went live.
Yeah. And then, obviously, to give us the, when the skip finally came in, you know.
That was long overdue, by the way.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, we seem to deal with that every time something, an expansion comes out. There's always something different. And, you know, as much as I can say, it would be fantastic to have a challenger-friendly expansion. That is something that I would like myself. We're a very small percentage of the game.
Oh, yes. Oh, entirely. like, it's just on the maybe wish list. Maybe not make this fight so brutal. Like, I understand it being challenging, but it was a little much.
Yes. So, I have to agree with both of... I did notice a few things. So, my thoughts was for the next expansion, Dragons, which will involve somehow either Dragonflight, Dragon Isle. Dragon Isle refers back to, I think there was talk of that, I'm going to say, was it Burning Crusade or like one expansion years and years ago, there was talk of Dragon Isle in some quest chains, in some stuff, and it's never come about. So to me, it's like, okay, is it going to be dragons? Will it involve this Dragon Isle, the Dragonflight, etc.? They've changed from being what, you know, the aspects of the dragon aspects were to, you know, they changed. So to see how that goes. The other thing, I had this whole light versus void idea that I saw someone had mentioned, and I was like, well, yeah, that could, because, you know, there's been a lot of void stuff and then obviously light stuff that's come into it. Another thought I had was Scarlet Crusade.
Has been a long time since they've been mentioned.
And there's been little bits of them mentioned in the bits and pieces. So I was kind of like, yeah, I wonder. So they were kind of like my little thoughts of, I'm not worried what we get because, like, whichever, but obviously dragons. Can we turn into a dragon? I would love to turn into a dragon myself. But anyway, I guess we wait and see. Quality of life wants for the expansion. Transmogging white gear. Please.
Yes, please.
Grey. I would be, you know, if we could do grey, excellent. But white gear, my God, guys, come on. We want some transmog for that. That's my number one. Second one, more bank. Tabs, more. Again, this game is how many years old? Leader cannot fit any more into the bank, and I really, really, really hate going to the bank and then I have to decide out of which treasures that I need to get rid of because I have to fit something new in there. It's just like, or make some of this stuff to go, you know, that to learn it. And then it's done, like that we do with appearances and things like that. Like, there's stuff sitting in various banks that could be toys. They could be, you know, gadgets that don't necessarily, you know, like, make it into something. That would be good. Challenge toons do need banks. Your bank toon on your challenge server needs to have banks. Bank space, mine in particular. I keep sending stuff when they die, like poor Iron Lita in Iron Forge.
I have a guild bank that I use for personal stuff that overflows from my bank all.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, just more space. We need more tabs, more room, bigger bags.
Stuff stack higher. Something
more bags. More bags.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't increase the bag slots this expansion.
Yeah.
It was still at 30. I was surprised.
And it's not necessarily, like, I'm not worried about the slot, how many bags. Like, what are we up to? We're up to, like, 34, 36, something like that is the biggest we can get. Add another slot for a bag. Like, we've already got, what, 5, 6? It's just...
Another
couple. It's just, you know, I like to carry things. Like, every single turn I have has a rabbit's foot. It's what I've done from day dot. When I get one, it stays in their bag. So that's a must have. If they've got professions, they've got to have their fishing pole. They've got to have... I can't go and fish without a fishing pole. It just is weird. I have to have the fishing pole. So that has to be in my bag. I have to have things in my bag. Food. Like, I just... There's things that I have to have.
Don't get Russell started on that with me.
It's just one of those things. It's one of those things. So
I have like 5x bag worth of food in my bag. He's like, use the new one. And I'm like, but that's gonna go to waste. He's like, use the new one.
It's, yeah, I must admit, I like to gather food for all the challenges. It's like, you know, you start off with one stack and then all of a sudden you buy another stack of something else and then you've got, you know, you can't have enough food. I got this
from a quest and it's a buff food, so I want to keep that for my regular. And, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Something or, leads you to know, another and you've got 15 bag mm-hmm. slots full of food, so...
Exactly. The other thing is I really like a lot more things to stack to like 1,000. Like just, you know.
Cloths for one thing.
Yeah. Like,
some of that stuff should stack.
All of that stuff. There is some stuff that does, but this stacking stuff to 200 or 100, like more things need to stack to higher amounts. That way it might also free up some bank space. But, you know, like have a bigger stackability for these things would be really good. And then, of course, my last thought is I want more Darkmoon Fair stuff that's challenger friendly. Sorry, bloodthirsties. But more Darkmoon Fair. Ultimately,
I wanted stepchildren.
I know. But ultimately... would be really nice if they just made Darkmoon Feather to be all year round. I'm happy with just keep the island. Just keep it right there. That way I can go down and visit whenever I want, not just necessarily in Darkmoon Fair time. You know, I still live in hope for that because I love Darkmoon Fair. There is nothing quite like going through that portal and heading down that road. Sometimes you fall off the road because you're not paying attention. It happens. But, you know, you get close and then the music starts and, you know, you get over to the carousel. And, you know, you can hear things going on. You can hear the fireworks. You can hear all the bits and pieces. You know, it's just, I know, it's just fun. I love that area. So it would be nice. My hope is one day they will make it a permanent area. Would be really good. So we live in hope. What else did the chat room say? White gear, transmogging. Yes. Isis, mythic raiders may have different expectations. Of course. Well, of course. I mean, you know.
They have their mythic raids for that.
Listen,
they can stay over there.
Yeah, they just can go over there. Ash has been selling stuff off Dead Irons and played the last 4 months for free. Nice. What did you say? The token was down to about 155,000?
Last night, this morning, around 2:30 in the morning, it was 155,000 for US. I don't know what it's at this moment, but it had come down from 190-something. That had been at for pretty good amount of time.
If anyone's near the thingo, if let us know. Near the thingo. Great words, Lita. That's fantastic.
The auction house?
Thank you, that's the word. That have a look
thingo
and
works
sing.
Too.
Yeah, thingy me jiggity bob, you know, there's all these things. 157.
Okay, so it came up just a little bit, but yeah, I mean, I would get your tokens now because they're probably going to go up on an X-Pack release info mm-hmm. day on the 19th.
Exactly. So I says, remembering classic when things didn't stack. Oh,
let's not remember
yes.
that.
Yes, yes. Been there, done that. I've been watching videos on some of the WoW YouTubers who do up stuff on like classic and just looking back. I mean, I've not delved into classic for ages, but I just don't have time. It's bad enough just finding time to log into retail. Wow, it just, you know, But it's, it, you know, just the, they were talking about things, what it used to be, and then how they're doing classic now. And I'm just like, you know, in a lot part of it is like being there, done that. I just, at the moment, I don't have time to go back to look at it. But keep track of the prices, welltokenprices.com/US. Okay, all right. Thanks, Ash. Didn't know about that one. We might put that in the show notes.
Sure.
For a link would be really good. But, yeah, so we will have to wait and see. We've still got a week and a half at least before Blizzard, you know, tells us what's going on. So, is everyone excited about it? I am.
I'm curious for sure.
Mm. It'll be interesting to see. So, you know, it's
sorry,
it's...
I was putting a note in so I didn't lose it.
Yeah.
Nini has to do all of the things. So
thank you.
I don't make a note now. I'm gonna forget, so I wanted to grab it while it was right in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to see what they're gonna say. At least, I kind of hope it's not data mined to hell, but we'll see.
It will be. It will be. It always is.
I hate that it gets data mined so much, because then by the time we get it, I feel like, okay, in 2 months it should be done and we should be on to the next one. So,
well,
it drags it out a little bit.
It is very hard not to pay attention to the stuff. Yeah. I do try. Well, however,
I end up seeing it regardless, no matter how much I try not to, because I'm watching the social media accounts. So it's in my face no matter what I do. So I'm just like, oh, we're data mining again.
Okay. I think the biggest thing is jumping into like beta or alpha access and then being like, there's certain stuff I can't go down that path because I don't want to see it until, you know, so, but
I'm ready
it's, you know, it is what it is. So, we will,
I mean, it can't
be helped.
I just, you know, wishful thinking. I just, there was more anticipation and more fun when they didn't, you know, hit it quite so hard, but I know there's the need for people to know, so
it's,
or at least some people to know.
And that's the thing, I guess everyone wants to know now, you know, it's everything needs to be right now. I want to know what's going on, but you know, I'm always happy to find out when we find out, and I just hope that, you know, it's, anyway, we'll look, I live in hope that it's going to be fun, whatever happens. So, so we will see.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. Let's see.
Yes. Yes. We wait and see. Okay. Weeks and wow. What have we been doing? Fair. You've been busy as per usual?
No, probably not as much as
not
usual.
Not as much? Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of play in the World Quest waiting game.
Mm-hmm.
I have a druid, an iron druid, who is about halfway or 75% of the way through level 59.
Excellent.
So probably by the next show, she'll have hopefully dinged.
Nice.
She's been kicking around a while. There she is.
Mm-hmm.
My pacifist Torin druid is coming along. She's 54.
Nice.
Again, she does world quests and profession quests and Dark Moon Fair things and holidays. Holidays will be good for her.
Yep.
So she'll like that. She's an herbalist and a tailor. So I do the tailoring for the world quests and in Shadowlands. That gives her a couple extra quests a week, you know.
Yeah. Nice.
And I have my working man who dinged, Vera Cadena, who dinged this week. She'd been working up to it and just paused at 59 until things got back on track for tracking it.
Yep.
She never went to Shadowlands, by the way.
Okay.
She did archaeology in weird places. She went to Legion and Pandaria and all kinds of archaeology places that pacifists wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, she farmed up the moose mount in Legion from doing archaeology, and just had fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Took her time, whatever. but anyway, she danged.
Nice.
And I'm working on, I want to do a green hunter mm-hmm. in Shadowlands. She's 52 at the moment. I just paused her because I'm trying to get a scout ready mm-hmm. to actually try doing okay. some of the killing things. I just didn't want to just keep pushing through world quests on her. I wanted to see what else she could do.
Mm-hmm. But okay.
Scout it out.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. One of the biggest advocates for that. You've taught me well to do these things. And if not, I ask you. Or to ask. Be like, has anyone done this before I go check it out? Yeah, so, which is great. Well, congratulations on your ding this week. That is fantastic. And again, you know, just pushing through 59 and 54 and a 52. Like, wow. Well done. That's awesome. So, all right. Nisi, I noticed you've done nothing this week. What's this?
I haven't had kidding. Time. I'm so busy. Bloodthirsty leveling as usual. That's mm-hmm. where I live 95% of the time. So I've been working on a demon hunter. I know she won't be celebrated, but I'm on a mission to get every mm-hmm. class to max level in Bloodthirsty Challenge. So I got her to 44.
Nice.
I have a druid I'm currently working on as well. She hit 49. And DK, same story as the demon hunter. They hit 53.
Okay.
Now, I've also had a pacifist project I'm working on. This pacifist was from way back when we had the pacifist contest. I never deleted them. They just sat there. And I was like, either delete it or play it. So mm-hmm. I decided to play.
Yep.
Loud car, sorry. Was slowly trekking along. Got to a point where I hit 30 in Western Plaguelands, Eastern Plaguelands, the Lake Loop, and it stopped giving me XP of any meaningful value. So this is the only challenger I went back and turned Crummy Time on for so I could stay out there and keep picking flowers. And mm-hmm. she just hit 50 earlier this week,
nice.
I think on Wednesday, and I'm now recording her leveling process because I can't stream
nice.
It. And she hit 53 this morning.
Nice.
I'm doing only gathering wow. with her in Bastion.
Well done. Awesome.
It takes me about 2 hours to get a level gathering in Bastion with like 3 bars rested from logging out for the mm-hmm. day.
Nice. Awesome.
And when I'm not in WoW, I'm still sort of in WoW, I'm working on the backlog of write-ups. If you haven't talked to me, please get with me ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and I are discussing plans for a Dark Moon Fair overview challenger post about what stuff different challengers can do over there.
Yep.
That'll be coming in a few weeks. And I'm also getting some holiday blog posts ready because Noble Garden is coming.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So there's there's lots coming up. And don't forget Dark Moon Fair, because I had a senior moment. Dark Moon Fair has been this week. It will end in, hang on, what time are we at? It will end in a few hours. If you want to get your toons over there, now is the chance to do
Let's
that, because it will be gone for until the end of the month or next month. So it'll be, you know, a good probably 3-4 weeks before it'll be back. All right. Well, my week has been like this. Pretty much, Lee. Work's kicked my butt. I don't think I barely even logged in. Work has been crazy. We've been 4 people down. That's half the team.
God.
That's half the team. It's been a bit crazy and I've just been absolutely wrecked. So, but what I have done is I've decided that I'm going iron. You know, I've been talking about this for the last couple of shows, is like, I want to get back into, I have got a pacifist sitting there. I need to do something different. So, I created Iron Leader, my undead warlock, because I just had to. So my goal is to do some streaming with her, to get back to doing some streaming, because it's been a while since I've done that on her, and do the iron. We're going to go iron with her. So we'll see. I've got things sorted and ready to go, kind of. Kind of. But I want to go back through, like, you know, Silver Pine, Terrace Fall. Like, they're just the zones that absolutely speak to my heart. So I'm like, you know, we're going back there. As much as I love, you know, I love Loch Modan. You know I love that place. But Terrace Fall is my jam. So we're going to go Undead Warlock. So that... I am hoping, I would like to get at least an hour of her done today. I'd like to try and get her the Dark Moon Fair. That's my goal. So we will see how that goes. So fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. All right, let's get in. We've got a bit of news to cover. So here's my bum.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alright, so as you guys know, that we have got some very wonderful people. Can I just say that? Have I mentioned them? Zaya? Rod? Nap time. Thanks, guys. So they huge thank you. They are busy getting things sorted on the code. So thank you. Things are working. If you've looked at our, challenges.com, you will see there is no sign to say you can't add the challenges. Like, it's all taken down. So, go forth, create your tunes, add your tunes. There's still stuff they are working on. Teams is not ready, won't be ready for who knows when. But
Teams is going to be a larger problem.
Teams at the moment, not worried about it. Main thing is we have got the other challenges are up and working on it. If there are any issues, do not message them personally. Please, I've made a channel in Discord. Use that to report any issues so they know about. Or talk to, you know, send a message, let the mods know, tweet it, email me. Like, whichever. So, but things seem to be progressing. That being said, since stuff is coming through, we've had some confirmation of, you know, like, people hitting and dinging and all the things. So, Nisi, I'll get you to do the congratulations. We've got a few.
Yes, we do have a few. Verifications have happened on runs that have dinged since our troubles began back in October, and we thank the guys very much. So, congratulations to the following players. Congratulations to Dwarfster on becoming our 37th Shadowlands Iron Man champion. Congratulations to Ash Flies on becoming the 38th Shadowlands Iron Champion. Congratulations to Farrakessa on becoming our 39th Iron Man Challenge Champion. We also have congratulations going to Workster on becoming our second Shadowlands Working Man Challenge Champion. Congratulations to Zaya Wega, sorry if I did not pronounce that correctly, on becoming our third Shadowlands Working Man Challenge Champion. And Zaya has another one here with Zaya Galana on becoming our first Shadowlands Green Man Challenge Champion. We also have another set of congratulations going out to Fair. And you said this a moment ago, and I heard you, and I'm like, oh, that's how you pronounce it. And now it's done again. Yeah. Farrakadina, okay, became our fourth Shadowlands Working Man Challenge Champion. Now, for your information, everybody, who dings from here on out, we are moving to a 1 week waiting period from when we get the questions to you. So just so I can get these done a little bit faster, because I do have other stuff I'm working on, so this kind of slows me down when I'm waiting for for information to come back.
Yep. Yep. So,
and we have Noble Garden. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to touch on the fact is normally what we previously done, we're not doing. So if you don't get in contact with a mod to get the questions, or they're not set out within, you know, like a day or so of dinging, please let us know. But normally we'll get you the information out as to so we can get the write up. But you've got to wait, guys. Like, we're not sitting on this for weeks and weeks because we're trying to put them up in order of ding and order of challenge, etc. So we've got a time frame and we just can't sit on it. So
Now, if you've never had a write-up done before, mm-hmm. and we don't realize that's your character, by all means get in contact with us. Be like, hey, I dinged today, can I get my questions, can we get together?
Yeah,
sometimes we don't know who the characters belong to, and then that slows us down trying to figure out who owns it.
Yeah,
so help us help you, please.
Yes. And again, it does make it easier if you've got your name in your toon's name. But for those that don't do that, because not everyone does that, trying to work out, like, oh, whose toon is this one? It gets a bit unsure. But certainly, you know, send us a message. Be like, hey, it's me. You know, give me the questions and get the write-ups done. So that way we can give you, you know, the accolades and the blog post to celebrate your toon hitting max. So please, you know, it's important. Otherwise, you're just going to get like a two-line, very basic thing, which is all it's going to be if we don't get it.
Yeah.
So very basic, as I said. Noble Garden is coming up. Easter.
Yes. Very, very soon. That's going to be starting on the 18th. So there's no show next week, right before Noble Garden. That's why we're letting you guys know now.
Yep.
It's going to be starting on a Monday. Mondays are one of my free days, so I will try to get that post updated and up as soon as I can on Monday. However, it might not be till later in the afternoon. So don't worry. It will go up sometime on Monday, but it won't be right as the event kicks off, most likely.
And I mean, most of the world events, mind you, I probably jinx it now, most of the world events this year, there's not been a lot of changes.
There's been very few, mostly involved Covenants or the Renth, the vampires.
Venthia.
I can't pronounce their name. Yeah.
The Venthia
stuff. And it really hasn't bothered the challengers very much.
However,
We don't know. We will check.
Exactly.
I will look. I try to use Wowhead's post to gauge if there was any big changes. Sometimes their post doesn't come out that quickly either lately. So if it seems like it hasn't come out yet for us, that's because I'm stalling for time to check somebody else that actually, you know, went in there and to save me a little bit of heartache. So, you know, we'll get it out at some point that day. And if
just
I don't see anything from Wowhead, I will put a notation.
Carefully.
We don't know.
Mm. Until we get the, you know, what's going on. Just, yeah, absolutely. Scout it. Or tread. Just take it very, very, you know, easy until we know what changes there have been. Or go and have a look. Go and have a look yourself and be like, oh, well, it's up. You know, I can send some information to Niecy to help.
Yeah, you know, if you see something that's odd or new or, oh, crap, that wasn't there last year, please let me know. Because I sleep till later in the afternoon with my sleep schedule right now, so I may have missed something.
Mm.
But on the posts that I don't think anything has changed, but I'm not 1,000% sure, you will see a caveat that says, at the time of this posting, if you see that in there, double check.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so that'll be exciting. We've got Noble Garden, which will be great. I do love hunt. I get in the zone when I'm chasing those eggs. I tell you, I don't know if you guys get that, but I have my path and just get into that zone. I then have this thing of how many eggs can I, how long does it take me? I do that little test run of how long does it take me to get around that course of getting all the eggs within a certain period of time. I play all these weird little games.
It's, mine is just trying to find one because my servers are so damn busy.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the fun of that. Okay, the other thing is State of the Challenges. I know the guys are working on it. It will hopefully come back at some stage. Not going to give you a time frame on that. The fact is, it, you know, they are busy working on things. And again, I have to say thank you. To Zaya Rodnap. Seriously, guys, it's well done.
Yes. Well done. Thank you, guys. We're getting all kinds of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of code.
Yeah. And, you know, there's still things they're working through. So we thank them very much for what they've done so far, where they've gotten to in such a short period of time. So thanks, guys. Thank you so much. But yeah, State of the Challenges, it does look, will be coming back at some stage, just not this week, maybe not the following show, who knows, but I know they're trying to sort it out, so thank you guys very much. And it'll be great that, you know, to get that information again. I love seeing, you know, the challenges and who's leveling, and the little bits of competition that can happen within the week is very exciting. So you know, it's all good fun. The other thing I want to mention is there is 15% off in the store over at Spreadshirt until the 12th of April. If you want to get yourself something snazzy, like Fair's got cute little shopping. I didn't put the photos in. Cute little shopping bags. You can get mugs, you can get all sorts of things. So if you're interested, pop over there. The link will be in the usual places to check out. All right. Just checking. Mrs. Rukuru started a new gnome green man hunter. And she has her Magar Orc Hunter Iron Man level 22. Well done. She's been busy. Nice.
Yes, she's gotten very busy lately.
That's awesome. All right. Zysis thinks Venthia might need the Ember Court opened, which means level 60. I'm pretty sure it is one of those things. You don't see them unless you've got Ember Court open. But don't quote me on that. I can't
remember.
Yeah,
I don't know the ins and outs of the covenants because I'm on Bloodthirsty 95% of the time. So yeah. I'm like, meh. So yeah. I'm just giving the information that might pertain so you guys can figure out what to do with it.
Exactly. All right. Let's go. Where's my little bumper? Let's play this one.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
All right. So I found some more. You know, it gets really hard finding some decent WoW jokes because some of them are, one, really bad, two, offensive, or whichever, and I'm like, yeah, no, we're not having those. So I did find some that I hope are decent. Fair, do you want to do the first one?
We have one where the question is, why did the dwarf walk into the bar? Now, you might think you know, but the better question is, why did they leave in the first place?
Exactly! I thought that was, because there was a couple of different versions of that, and I was like, but yeah, well, why did he leave? It's a dwarf. Like, we all know. So, I thought that was kind of cute. That was good. Okay, Nisi.
Okay, so, hang on one second. Sorry, traffic's been really loud today. Why wasn't Deathwing invited to any parties? He was dragging everyone down.
I had to. That was so cute. I was like, yes. I'd never seen that one until today. I was like, oh my god, I love that. That's awesome. Okay, so hang on. We'll do Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Why could the pirate captain afford such a nice ship? It was on sale. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
That's
cute. Thank you. Thank you, Toma. I like it. Okay, here's mine, because, you know, have to do a warlock joke. All right, let me see if I can get through this without completely messing up my words, because you'll see. How many warlocks can a murloc stunlock if a murloc could stunlock warlocks?
I got through it!
I was like, warlocks, murlocs, yes, nice, definitely. So, there's a tongue twistery thing that you guys can try. I didn't butcher it, so that's a win. Yay.
I would have.
I was totally waiting for it, so I didn't. So, yay. Okay.
I ask you to do it 10 times fast.
No. Oh, God, no. I'd be like, blah, blah, blah. So yeah. Okay, well, I think we've covered everything, and I think we can wrap it up. I'm looking at chat. I think we're good. All right, Fair, you okay to do the Iron Elite?
Yep.
Okay, excellent.
Yep, I want to thank all of our Iron Elites who help us keep the lights on and the website running and all that stuff. Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Dave DeHooker, Execute, Fair, Grand Negus, Chris W, Blair Lamar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wainema, and Zaya. Thank you all so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. We do appreciate our Iron Elite very much. So thank you. Again, Stir, and I want to thank the bunch of, and I've got two of my wonderful, hang on, I'm pointing in the wrong directions, but two wonderful mods here, as well as our other mods. Thank you for all the things you do. It is greatly appreciated. I don't think you guys understand. It is greatly appreciated. So thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Isaiah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, big thank you to our Code Wardens, in particular, Naptime, Rud, and Zaya. Again, thank you guys so much from our hearts to you. We do appreciate it. And to everyone here in the chat room, thanks for hanging out. We love it when people come and hang out with us, because your time is valuable and we do appreciate that. So thank you. Now, no show next week. Easter next week. Chocolate time. Yay! Chocolate time. It's very, very exciting. It's also prep for Mum and Dad's wedding anniversary, which is hence why I need a 4-day weekend just to get stuff ready. So my parents are having their 50th this year on the 1st of May.
Congratulations.
Very exciting. So one of the things, Dad sent me the invitation for executing me, and he's like, and didn't tell me what he just said yet. He had got some photos from when they got married, so you know, so I see young Mum and Dad, and my aunt was, so Dad's sister was the bridesmaid, and so I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, cool, cool. And then I'm reading through it and it's got dessert.
Oh no.
Made by Kim. And I'm like, yep, okay. I mean, I figured I was making something, cake or cupcakes. I was like, yep, okay, all right. So they want, I'm doing something. So yeah,
congrats to them. That's like a monumental number in this day and age.
I know, right? So very, very exciting. So yeah, so we're gonna have a little gathering, not at home, thankfully. We're going out so someone else can do the tidying up, which is good, because, you know, it's nice to just sit down and then be able to get up and walk away and have someone else do that, you know. It's just
something that's not your problem.
Yeah. So that's very exciting. But I need to prep, because I know Mum has told me she wants two different types of cupcakes. So I have things that I need to get sorted next weekend, even though I've got time. It's just putting things in place to get things ready so I can go, you know, on their day. So yeah, so Easter will be good, because it'll be kind of rest time, but prep time for that. So therefore, long story short, we will be back on Saturday, April 23rd for the show, 7 p.m. Eastern. All right, so Easter is relaxed time, taking the weekend off. So yeah, enjoy. Fair and Nisi, thank you. Thanks for hanging out, ladies. I do appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
That was great. Do you guys want to tell everyone where they can find you, please? Fair.
Well, I'm easy. I'm Fair on Discord, and sometimes you can find me in the guild on Wormrest. I tend to be playing at night more than during the day these days. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Excellent. Nisi?
Okay, so if you can't just get enough of me, I'm in the WoW Challenges Discord. It's Nisi and then phonetically spelled 4863 is the number on that one. You can email me, nisibgn@gmail.com. You know, your write-ups and stuff. I'm also on Instagram with some arty things over there. I've got a few posts up on that one. Not too many yet. I stream a few days a week. Right now we are streaming a few challenge things on Wednesdays. That's NisiBGN over there. And you can also find me on Twitter, and surprise, that is NisiBGN as well. And there is a YouTube page where I archive most of the live streams, and that is NisiBGN too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
As in also not the number two.
Yeah. yes, so pretty much Nisi BGN will be our Nisi, so, you know, check that out. Don't forget, where you can find us is over at wowchallenges.com. We will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels are all there. If you want to listen to the podcast, the audio stuff is uploading. Yay! I've got to go back to editing.
Very big yay.
Yay! So check them out. And certainly, if you want, you know, look, if you got thoughts on predictions, thoughts on questions, jokes, whichever, certainly send them through to the email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com, where you will find me. I'm all things Leta. Pretty much. So Leta on Discord, Leta Wow on various other things like my email, Instagram, Twitter, like just all the things. So there'll be links there if you want to check it out. All the information's there. You can certainly do that. Other than that, I can't think of anything else. So last thank you, please, Nisi.
Yes, so we'd like to thank Mr. Bright01 on our intro, and you can find him on Discord simply as Mr. Bright01.
Absolutely. And also a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me out with the outro, which you are going to hear very shortly. I do appreciate him. I thought he might not have been there. But I do appreciate him helping me out. So, yes, which is good. All right, guys, please stay safe and take it easy. Have an enjoyable Easter and all of those things. Again, Fett and Nisi, thank you for hanging out with me once again and for your predictions. We will have to revisit after the 19th. See if we got anything right. We will have
Sounds
to do
like
that.
A plan.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So, everyone, so thank you. Thank you for being here, chat room. And again, please stay safe both in and out of game. We will catch you 2 weeks time on the 23rd of April. All right. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.